This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to an economic distortion of coronavirus that helps renters and hurts property owners. According to the real estate firm Douglas Elliman, rental vacancies are the highest on record in some New York City neighborhoods. Also, the cost of renting posted its biggest year-on-year decline in nearly a decade in that city. New York's notoriously pricey rental market is in upheaval. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Kat O'Brien rents an apartment in Manhattan, a new place that she found during the pandemic. She's still getting bombarded with ads, mostly for luxury housing.
I've seen 2 months free. The most I saw was one on a 24-month lease, up to 4 months free.
Landlords are having a much more difficult time filling apartments.
Jonathan Miller authored the Elliman report. He says in Manhattan,
that's why vacancy is double what it was a year ago, more than double, and it's the highest that we've tracked in 14 years.
And average rent in Manhattan went down more than 6% from where it was in July 2019. Looking ahead, economist Nancy Wu from the real estate firm Street Easy says,
there's going to be even higher vacancy rates and even more supply coming onto the market. I expect that we will be in here for a long time.
But for now in Manhattan, that still means rents are averaging more than $4,000 a month. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.